If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Garding, who is a proud traditional American. You are listening to Hour 1 of the show, where we cater to the truth and to the Constitution of this great country. We tell of the lies coming out of Washington and other important things Americans need to know. Heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world. And now, on with the show.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the show. Good to see everyone here and know that there are going to be people listening. In the archives from Doug Ross at Journal.com came this one that is something that everyone needs to listen to. It lists every one of our corrupt and illegitimate presidents since he became president, all of his scandals, all of his things that he's done wrong. And if you ever see a list like this, and you know, I don't know of any president that could have a list like this and still have the support of 48% of the American people. I know I haven't seen this, but on this list, he is the first president to violate the War Powers Act, unilaterally executing American military operations in Libya with forming Congress in the required time period. And the source of that is the Huffington Post. He's the first president to triple the number of warrantless wiretaps on U.S. citizens, and everybody's now still blaming Bush for doing that. The source of that is the ACLU. He's the first president to sign into law a bill that permits the government to hold anyone suspected of being associated with terrorism indefinitely without any form of due process, no indictment, no judge or jury, no evidence, no trial, just an indefinite jail sentence. And that's an NDAA bill, source Business Insider. More in a few moments. Welcome to the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Conservative Nation Media for this February the 8th of 2014. Now, on with that long, long, long list of things this president has done that are illegal, that any one of them would have destroyed any other president. But all I can say is about this is be afraid, be very, very afraid that he can do all of this and still have any support at all. He's the first president to refuse to tell the public what he did for 8 hours after being informed that a U.S. ambassador was facing imminent death during a terror attack. The source was from Mediate.com. First president to lie about the reason for an ambassador's death, blaming it on an internet video rather than what he knew to be the case, the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Ansar al-Sharia. The source of that is the House Oversight Committee et al. He's the first president to have an innocent filmmaker thrown in jail after lying about the cause for a deadly attack on U.S. diplomats, using the filmmaker as a scapegoat, source CNN of all people. He's the first president to use the IRS to unfairly target political enemies as well as pro-Catholic and pro-Jewish groups, source Senator Ted Cruz. And, of course, on that one, I know that there's going to be the lemmings who follow Obama on that one. They're going to say, oh, Cruz just has it out for him. No, Cruz is telling the truth about what is going on in this nation. First president to unlawfully seize telephone records of more than 100 reporters to intimidate and or bully them into telling what he feels is the truth. Source was the Associated Press. First president to witness a single cabinet secretary commit multiple Hatch Act violations without acting, speaking out, disciplining, or firing that person. Source, New York Times. He's the first president to personally lobby senators to violate Senate rules and destroy the filibuster through the nuclear option to consolidate more executive power. Source, Wall Street Journal. He's the first president to create his own propaganda news network and bypass journalists, having developed his own network of websites, social media, and even created an online newscast to dispense favorable information and images. Source, Associated Press. He's the first president to barricade open-air government monuments during a partial government shutdown, and you've heard me talking about this one before. The source was Representative Steve Stockman. He's the first president to have his attorney general held in criminal contempt of Congress for his efforts to cover up off your Operation Fast and Furious that killed over 300 individuals. Source, Politico. The first president to claim executive privilege to shield a sitting attorney general from a contempt of Congress finding for perjury and withholding evidence from lawful subpoenas. Source, Business Insider. He's the first president to issue unlawful recess appointments over a long weekend while the U.S. Senate remained in session against the advice of his own Justice Department. Source, United States Court of Appeals. Can't get much higher than that one, folks. He's the first president to fire an inspector general of AmeriCorps for catching one of his friends in a corruption case. He's the first president to order a secret amnesty program that stopped the deportations of illegal immigrants across the U.S., including those with criminal convictions. Source, DHS documents uncovered by Judicial Watch. He's the first president to sue states for enforcing voter ID requirements, which were previously ruled legal by the U.S. Supreme Court. Source, CNN. Again, he's the first president to encourage racial discrimination and intimidation at polling places. The new Black Panthers voting intimidation case. Source, Investors Business Daily. He's the first president to refuse to comply with a House Oversight Committee subpoena. Source, Heritage Foundation. He's the first president to arbitrarily declare an existing law unconstitutional and refuse to enforce it, Defense of Marriage Act, source ABC News. He's the first president to increase surveillance of American citizens under the Patriot Act by 1,000% in 4 years, source NBC News. A lot of this is coming from the sources, a lot of this is coming from his own media. The first president to demand a company hand over $20 billion to one of his political appointees, BP Oil Spill Relief Fund, source Fox News. First president to have a law signed by an auto pen without being present, source New York Times. Now here is the sad part of this, folks. These have been only his things that he is the first president to do. If I did the scandals, the list would grow onward fast enough that listing them would be almost impossible because he is having scandals so fast that they are growing almost faster than I can list them. But here are a few. He's the first president to publicly announce an enemies list consisting of his opponents, campaign contributors, and use instrumentalities of government to punish those on the list. Source, Heritage Foundation. The first president to attempt to block legally required 60-day layoff notices by government contractors due to his own cuts to defense spending. because the notices would occur before the election. He didn't want that to happen, so he postponed them. National Journal is the source. First president to intentionally disable credit card security measures in order to allow over-the-limit donations for foreign contributions and other illegal fundraising measures, source Powerline. He's the first president to send 80% of a $16 billion program, Green Energy, to his campaign bundlers and contributors, leaving only 20% to those who did not contribute, source Washington Examiner. See how corrupt this man is? And he still has 48% of the people supporting him. He's the first president to propose an executive order demanding companies disclose their political contributions to bid on government contracts, source Wall Street Journal. He's the first president to issue an executive order implementing a racial justice system, a system that tries to achieve racial equality outcomes for crimes, source Daily Caller. First president to leak confidential IRS tax records to groups aligned politically with him for partisan advantage, source The Hill newspaper. First president to use EPA to punish political enemies and reward political allies, source Competitive Enterprise Institute. First president to send millions in taxpayer dollars to his wife's former employer, source White House dossier. First president to openly use the Department of Justice to intimidate political opponents and threaten companies to donate to his campaign, source Peter Schweitzer extortion. First president to direct his Census Department to make up favorable employment data in run-up to his reelection campaign, source New York Post. First president to have his administration fund an organization tied to the cop-killing terrorist group, the Weather Underground, source National Review. And I have yet to even get close to the bottom of the list, folks. And we do not have a president here. We have a serious criminal. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans insight and most informative guest to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. It really amazes me that someone like Diane Sawyer can do a report like the one I'm going to be talking about here with a straight face. But here's what happened on January 7th, 27th. On January 27th, ABC World News aired a segment on kids and guns in which they placed two unloaded handguns on a table and drew children to them by telling them there was candy where the weapons were. Diane Sawyer introduced the video as a report on groundbreaking news based on a Yale University study on American children and guns that claims every hour one child in America ends up in the hospital as a result of gunshot wounds. Sawyer's co-host, David Muir, M-U-I-R, narrated an experiment at an elementary school in Florida where seven hidden cameras were set up in what appeared to be a first-grade classroom. They showed the kids NRA Eddie Eagle videos on gun safety and had a policeman talk to them about avoiding guns. They then placed two unloaded handguns on a table and told the kids they were there for a memory test. The teacher then told the kids to leave the classroom for a second, but there was candy on the table, and there were numerous toys and crayons on the table as well. After the teacher left the children alone in the room for approximately 10 minutes, two of the kids who had migrated to the candy, crayons, and toys picked up one of the real handguns and looked at it from all angles. The camera then panned back to Muir and Sawyer in the studio, and Muir suggested parents ask their neighbors if they have a gun in the home and whether it's locked, loaded, or put away. when talking of guns, who in their right minds puts a gun into candy, for crying out loud? I don't even think that a murderer would do this. Only the liberal media can think of something so stupid and then tell it like it's something really serious and something that we need to really watch out for, because everybody puts guns in candy, don't they? For crying outside here, how stupid do they think we are? Wait, I can answer that one. They think we are morons. And we have allowed this kind of thinking for decades now without even saying anything to stop it. We have to let the media and people like Diane Sawyer know that we are not anywhere as stupid as they all think we are. We are onto their games to get what they want, and it isn't going to happen, at least not this time. We will be right back in a few moments.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me, so I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase, Molon LeVay, which translated means, come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I got no game.
From Front Page Mag comes this one titled Payday for Mullahs. Now you have to know that this one comes from Iran. And listen, Iran is receiving $550 million of its frozen oil revenues under the interim nuclear deal the Obama administration has pushed forward with Iran. The United States helped facilitate the transfer of the funds to Iran through unnamed foreign banks, according to Reuters, citing a U.S. Treasury spokeswoman. Iran's official IRNA news agency has reported that the $550 million already has been transferred to Iran's central billion of blocked Iranian oil revenues held abroad that the U.S. has committed to help unfreeze. And when it comes to the U.S., I don't think it's the U.S. I think it is just Obama and his uncapitalistic people who are in government. The capitalists will sell us the rope with which we will hang them, Vladimir Lenin once famously said. The Obama administration is going one step further. It is involved in handing the Mullah's money with no strings attached, which they will undoubtedly use for a further military buildup with which to threaten the United States and its allies. Consider the following chilling words from a top Iran military official, Brigadier General Hossein Salami, as quoted by the Daily Caller on February 1st. He made these remarks during a televised interview. America, with its strategic ignorance, does not have a full understanding of the power of the Islamic Republic. We have recognized America's military strategy and have arranged our abilities and have identified centers in America for attack that will create a shock. We will conduct such a blow in which they, America, will be destroyed from within, unquote. Another top Iranian military official said last month, quote, know that a direct conflict with America is the strongest dream of the faithful and the revolutionary men around the world, unquote. And we have government people who just don't even see this and can't even get it through their thick brains that this kind of thing is coming in our direction. And they keep talking with these enemies of ours. And yes, I said enemies because that's what they are. Consider that nothing in the interim agreement stops Iran from continuing its research and development of a nuclear triggering device. The money flowing to Iran as the Obama administration opens the spigot wider and wider will help pay for it. Consider, too, that nothing in the interim agreement stops Iran from continuing to develop or acquire long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles, which can reach the United States and Europe, as well as Israel. Indeed, the latest annual worldwide threat assessment of the U.S. intelligence community states that Iran wants to improve its nuclear and missile capabilities, on which it has already made technical progress. This same intelligence assessment warned that the continued danger that North Korea will remain an exporter of ballistic missiles and nuclear technology to Iran. Nothing in the interim nuclear agreement would hamper Iran's ability to use the money we are letting loose to purchase nuclear materials or weapons from its buddies in Pyongyang instead of oil for food, as the fault-ridden program in Iraq was known. The Obama administration is enabling an unfrozen oil revenues for weapons program. Among the non-nuclear related weapons that a senior Iranian Air Force commander just announced Iran is planning to build are semi-heavy and training jets. The announcement was made on February 3rd, the very day the first installment of Iran's frozen oil revenues was released. So some of it has already been released, folks. The plan to build the jets was sent to senior officials to receive their approval, and once approved, the defense industries will start building them. And guess who they'll be used against, folks? Our government is helping that. The senior Air Force commander, Islamic Republic Air Force Chief Liaison Officer General Aziz Nasrallah said, we have taken very good measures in producing aircraft ammunition, long-range ammunition, and smart missiles, he added. Now Iran will have more money in its hands to continue to do so. Are we insane? Iran will also be able to obtain insurance previously subject to sanctions for the tankers carrying its crude oil to its remaining major customers in China, India, Japan, Korea, Turkey, and Taiwan. This will mean Iran's crude oil exports will not decline, and our customers will be able to purchase oil from Iran without any anxiety, and they will not have to look for alternatives to Iran crude oil, Ali Majedi, a deputy minister for international affairs and trading, explained. And with the lifting of sanctions on Iran's petrochemical industry as part of the interim agreement, Iran will be able to increase its hard currency revenues from that source as well. Well, we're helping them all kinds of ways, aren't we? Again, Iran will get its hands on more money to pay for further militarization and to fund its mischief in the Middle East and beyond, thanks to the current lifting of sanctions under the interim agreement that was made possible by Obama. The intelligence assessment referenced above describes as just some of the mischief that Iran and its proxy Hezbollah are pursuing, in addition to Iran's continued work on developing a nuclear arms capacity. Outside the Syrian theater, Iran and Lebanese Hezbollah continue to directly threaten the interests of U.S. allies. Hezbollah has increased its global terrorist activities in recent years to a level that we have not seen since the 1990s. Iran will continue to act assertively abroad in ways that run counter to U.S. interests and worsen regional conflicts. Iranian officials almost certainly believe that their support has been instrumental in sustaining Assad's regime in Syria and will probably continue support during 2014 to bolster that regime. In the broader Middle East, Iran will continue to provide arms and other aid to Palestinian groups, Houthi rebels in Yemen, the Shia militants in Bahrain, to expand Iranian influence and to counter perceived foreign threats. And that's all it has to be, is just perceived, folks. In short, the Obama administration and its fellow negotiators of the interim agreement with Iran have sent Iran the first installment of money, with more to come that Iran will turn around and cheerfully use against us. And if you think I'm kidding here, this is from the Daily Caller. A top commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards posted Saturday that his forces have plans in place to attack the United States from within should the U.S. attack Islamic Republic. Quote, America, with its strategic ignorance, does not have full understanding of the power of the Islamic Republic, Brigadier General Hussein Salami said in a televised interview, and this is what I had read to you earlier. Quote, we have recognized America's military strategy and have arranged our abilities and have identified centers in America for attack that will create shock. Reports indicate that terrorist Hezbollah forces, Iran, allies of Iran, have infiltrated the U.S. and have mapped out targets. I keep saying this, folks. This country is in real trouble. And the problem here is that we have a president who is helping this whole thing right along. He doesn't care about the United States, no matter what the people say. And he has all of this complete network to yell racist if we so much as disagree with him. Well, he can yell racist all he cares, because it's not racist. It's American concern here. I am tired of watching our president do things like this to the United States to make it so that we have problems defending ourselves because he is giving our enemies money to use against us, and then getting accused of being a racist when I disagree with him. One of the problems in this United States right now is the fact that we were supposed to be over racism as soon as we elected Obama, and we've elected him not just once, but stupidly twice, and race seems to be the problem this country has now that is worse than it has been my whole life. And I lived through the problems that the South had when George Wallace was shot. I remember this. And here we are heading right back into that kind of trouble again, because we are allowing a president to yell racist every time we disagree with him. He is just like a big baby who throws a tantrum every time something goes wrong and somebody disagrees with him and his policies. This kind of thing has to stop. It's destroying this nation. It's destroying the morale fabric of this nation. And we just continue on blithely like nothing's going on, completely oblivious to the fact that the end is right at the end of the straight stretch we're in right now. we can see the end coming. And anyone who mentions this as a traitor or a racist or a terrorist or something drives me nuts. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. And that's coming too, folks. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. And all you have to do is just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner and join the conservative revolution, where America always wins. And you are listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show. And the call-in number for you listeners out there is 718-305-7176.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Been looking for an online gathering place, you know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party Community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party Community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people. Like you, sign up today at TeaPartyCommunity.com.
Okay, as a nation, America needs to decide whether we are a Christian nation as founded, or if we are going to continue to allow our governments, both state and federal, to continue to dictate to us what we are and what we are not going to do. I found a bunch from Daily Caller today, and this one shows another area that Kathy Hinners of Daily Roll Call always talked about, and the subject that I've also started to talk about. We are in trouble. New York City prepares to close public schools for Muslim holidays and Lunar New Year. Do we still live in America here, folks? I swear to God, it seems like we are going farther and farther away from the dictates of our Constitution every single day. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced plans to implement a policy allowing public schools to close for two major Muslim holidays and Lunar New Year. However, de Blasio also indicated that the Hindu festival Diwali may not reach a level of ethnic and multicultural importance to suit his vacation day fancy, reports the Daily News. The mayor said he is still deciding if Diwali should rate as a public school holiday. Why should it? This is America, isn't it? It is. De Blasio went on to say, and this is a quote, "It is complicated in terms of logistics and school calendar and budget," he said of the closings, and he was decided, but that he has decided to endorse. But it's something I want to get done in a reasonable time frame, unquote. The Muslim holiday when Big Apple schools will be able to shut down are Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, I guess it's E-I-D-A-L-A-D-H-A, and the first one is E-I-D-A-L-F-I-T-R. The first one marks the end of Ramadan and has no set date. Eid al-Adha occurs in the fall and honors Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son on God's command. As part of the holiday, Muslims who can afford it are expected to sacrifice their best domestic animal, cow, goat, camel, sheep, etc., depending on the region. Estimates of the number of Muslims in New York City vary between 200,000 and 1 million. A website called a Journey Through NYC Religions guesstimates the number to be 600,000, roughly 7% of the population. The Lunar New Year is an important holiday in China and other East Asian nations. The date varies, but it's in the winter. According to a press release from Democrat Sheldon Silver, Speaker of the New York State Assembly, one in six New York City public school students is Asian American. At schools in New York City, neighborhoods with large concentrations of Asian American residents, a large percentage of students stay home on the Lunar New Year. Under the current policy, these students receive excused absences. Of course they do. Both major candidates in the 2013 New York City mayoral election, de Blasio and Republican Joe Lotta, had endorsed closing public schools across the city for Lunar New Year's and the two Muslim holy days. Do you understand that multiculturalism does not work, folks? If it did, then answer me why the European Union nations are floundering the way they are. I'll tell you, the EU is floundering because they are using the same things for daily life that America is going for. Obama and the left in this country have been working towards complete multiculturalism for decades now, and even the Republicans are helping along on this one. When are we going to realize that if a failed system fails because of its inherent wrongness, it will always fail for the same reasons, no matter what Obama and the left continue to tell us? And we are not racist for opposing them either, no matter what tell us. Race is a card that the left always plays when they have nothing else to fall back on, and they are always proved out to be wrong when they use it. We all know it, at least partially anyway, and if we know it even just a little bit, why, oh why, do we always fall for it when they use it against us? People, they will continue to use the race card against us if we continue to be dumb enough to fall for it. And so far, we have been dumb enough to fall for it. The proof of that is their continued use of it. So when are we going to learn that they are only using our stupidity and our gullibility against us when they play that race card? And I thought that they told us that the only way to put race behind us was to elect Obama. Well, we have done that twice now, and they are still using that card against us now more than ever before. What does that tell you? I know it tells me that we need to stop being the puppets the left have made us. We need to start standing up for what is right, or we are going to fall for everything that is wrong, and we have been. We've been doing that a lot lately. And do we really want to do that? I certainly do not think so. At least I don't anyway. But it doesn't really seem to matter. A hill of beans, what a few conservatives in this country believe. At least that's what the message I'm getting from Obama and the government. They're not there to do what we want. They're there to do what they want. That's how they feel. That's how they come across. That's how they make everybody feel that they are there for. And I just can't get past that little point, because no matter how much try, I keep coming back to that point that they are in Washington to work for us. They're not in Washington to be our bosses. They are not in Washington to be our monarchs. They are not in Washington to be the people who tell us what to do so we can follow what they tell us to do. No, that is not what they're in Washington for. They are in Washington to serve the people. And sadly, it's been a while since I've seen many politicians at all serve the people. All they are doing is self-serving themselves and doing the things that they want to do because they feel we are all too stupid to know what we want. And that's something that just makes me want to just get rid of all of them. Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? But there's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's picture on it. You can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com. That's Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central at conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. In a recent email to supporters, President Obama lamented the frustrating inadequacy of his office. "There's only so much I can do on my own without Congress," he confessed. As a matter of constitutional interpretation, he's right. But in practice, the president has shown a distinct contempt for the legal limits that have been placed on his power. And he don't like it one bit. Obama's imperial presidency has manifested itself in many ways. Often he willingly neglects his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, as we've seen with education, immigration, health care. Suspending the law amounts to rewriting the law. Other times the president is more direct. The legislative power may be vested in Congress, but that didn't stop him from rewriting welfare legislation on his own, hollowing out the successful federal work requirements. Unfortunately, it appears that this is only the beginning of Obama's imperialism. Once liberated from the constraints of re-election, he wasted little time signaling his enthusiasm for unilateral action in his second term. "Congress is tough right now," he recently declared, "but that's armed with electoral immunity, the president is also more candid in justifying his actions. Where Congress is unwilling to act, I will take whatever administrative steps that I can in order to do right by the American people." No, he wants to do right by himself. He doesn't give a flying flip about the American people. And that doesn't matter. And that means it doesn't matter. He doesn't care about any of us. Whether we supported him or not, he doesn't care about any of us. From his perspective, the legislature is more of an inconvenience than one of the three co-equal branches of government. Constitutional prerogatives are up for grabs. Whoever is most willing to write the laws wins. The president's view of how our system works is not only dangerous, but it is also flatly contradicts the founders' understanding of government. The president sees no need to bother at all with all the arguing and deal-making, compromising rivalries, in a word, politics, involved in the constitutional order. Reserving to Congress its lawmaking authority is an unnecessary obstacle to progress in his eyes. But our system was intentionally designed for messy political fights. The founders understood that the alternative is worse. Experience with Britain taught them the dangers of a government that tended towards the accumulation of powers. Despite his fondness for mocking those who distrust government, President Obama accidentally vindicates the founders' fear of tyranny in America when he boasts, "We're going to do everything we can, wherever we can, with or without Congress, to make things happen." And he said this, folks. That was actually a quote from Obama. With no sign in sight of the president showing his imperial march that would be naive to hope for the kind of modesty that he feigns in emails. Rather, it is the duty of Congress to oppose his encroachments. With so much at stake this fall, from defunding Obamacare to cutting government spending, it is a critical time for Congress to do its job and the American people to make sure that this happens. We will be right back after these moments. Messages with more news that we have to know to save our great nation.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
We all know, as history tells us, that Reaganomics, as they were called back then, brought this country back from a recession that was beginning when Carter lost the presidency to Reagan. You know what Common Core in math classes now are teaching our children about this time in our country's history? You'll be surprised to know that they really are doing and how they are trying to rewrite history to make Reagan the president that wasn't so good. From the Daily Caller comes this one titled, Common Core Math Assignment Plans Attack Reagan, lists Lincoln's religion as liberal. Now, my first question on this one before I started to read this was, what does math have to do with this anyway? But that doesn't seem to matter. Okay, before you stop reeling from this, here is what this article says. Another week has gone by, and like clockwork, some more hilariously awful Common Core math lessons have oozed out of the woodwork. This time reports EGANews.org, the culprit is Illuminations, an outfit created by the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics and financially supported by the Verizon Foundation. The Common Core aligned lessons on offer at the Illuminations website are nothing if not illuminating. Math teachers using this lesson are supposed to begin by engaging their math students in a discussion about the presidents of the United States. Sounds more like a history lesson to me rather than a math lesson, but I digress. The recommended site is a page entitled Presidents at the website infoplease.com. That's infoplease.com. The page links to a biography of each president and provides some key facts about each president, including their home states, their ages at inauguration, and their religions. Abraham Lincoln's religion is listed as liberal. Any math student who surfs over the infoplease.com biography of Ronald Reagan is in for a treat. The page duly explains that Reagan's supply-side economic program of tax cuts and sharp reductions in government spending led to the worst recession in 40 years and a constantly growing budget deficit. The roaring economy and huge plunge in both inflation and unemployment that ensued rate nary a mention. Now, I clicked on the link for a document that is being used for Reagan to to teach our children, and sure enough, against what we all know to be true, it says, in the 1980 election battle against Jimmy Carter, Reagan broadened his appeal by espousing moderate policies, gaining much of his support from disaffected Democrats and blue-collar workers. The incoming administration immediately set to turn the government around with a new economic program. Over strenuous congressional opposition, Reagan pushed through his supply-side economic program to stimulate production and control inflation through tax cuts and sharp reductions in government spending. However, in 1982, as the economy declined into the worst recession in 40 years, the president's popularity slipped and support for supply-side economics faded. Then, just three paragraphs later, it says this: with the economy improving and inflation under control, the popular president won re-election in a landslide in 1984. So what we have, What were we in? The worst recession in 40 years or in an improving economy? It is time we started checking out what our children are being taught in school, don't you think? They are changing history, and they aren't even aware of it. And we aren't even aware of it. And what in the heck does math have to do with politics and what they are doing to this country anyway? It is just another way that the liberal left is working hard to re-educate our children against our values and against the values of the United States in general. We have to start watching what is going on here, folks, because our children are going to come home with some things that just fly in the face of reality, even though we know them not to be true. They are being told that these things are as true as rain falling out of the sky landing on the ground. Hello, Michelle. Glad to see you here. And this really bothers me. I have watched at times both of my girls come home from school and tell me something that I was taught just the opposite when I was in school. It seems like schools nowadays don't really care to tell actual history. They will only tell what they are told to tell our children or what their new history books tell, which I've come to realize a lot of them are just a lie fest in the making, trying to make sure that our true history is not learned by our children. And this bothers me. If I was a liberal, I think it would bother me then too. Because if you don't tell the truth about what is going on, how can you expect to have a future? In this whole situation where our children are being taught things that are not true, but are told that what they are being taught is true, they are effectively doing their best to change history on us so that it looks like everything that we were taught was wrong and everything that they are being taught is right. And America will suffer for this. Mark my words. This is not the way to do things. We need to start finding out what our children are being taught. The sad part about it is that I've come to realize that my youngest right now is in the equivalent of what I was in junior high. And some of the things that she doesn't even have any clue about, I knew when I was half her age. The problem with all of that is right now, I cannot for the life of me remember just right off the top of my head some of these things, but they just blow me away, the things that she doesn't know that she should know at this point in her life. And they are things that common sense should tell a lot of us is true. But the schools are not teaching them anymore. They are learning a lot of things. Granted, when it comes to computers, she knows more than I probably ever will know. But when it comes to American history, she is very lacking in what her knowledge is. And I don't think that she is the only one. But if you guys want to go to that website that I was talking about there, that they are teaching math problems, math students about our presidents like Reagan. I just tried to put the link in the chat room, but it didn't work. Maybe this will. There you go. And there's the site that they talked about. One of the things that endears Americans to Reagan was the fact that his supply side economic program actually brought the United States into a economic reprisal and a great standing, for our economic side of the United States for 20 years or so. And in this thing, they're trying to tell us that his ideas brought us into the worst recession in 40 years or more. But, the thing that really catches my eye on this thing is that isn't that what they were saying about what Bush was doing to us too? We were going into the worst recession in 40 years? Seems like that is a thing that they like to tell us all the time, isn't it? We will be right back with the second hour. Well, this first hour went fast. A New Wise Conservatism radio show on conservativenationmedia.com. And we will be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to stand for America now.
Hey, everybody. Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every 5, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From West Central Indiana, one of the few states that runs its budget in the black, comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show. I am Robert, the infidel guarding, here to let you know that traditional Americans are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, and we are proud of our constitutional conservatism. Obama can't touch this. You are listening to hour 2 of the show, and we are being broadcast to you through conservativenationmedia.com. And now, the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garden.
Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket.
Hit ignition.
And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dave Vance inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, you'll want to know what's happening because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
What?
You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit EnergySavers.gov where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Robin Zander.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Grit and Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
Oh, I see you chose to sign up for Obamacare.
Yeah, it's actually my first time here.
Well, here we are then. Change it to a gown, and the doctor will see you soon.
Okay, your vitals look good. Any changes in your diet or exercise? All right, can you swing on over, scoot on down, and try to make yourself comfortable.
Okay, let's have a look.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and the worst injustice imaginable is the wrongful conviction of an innocent person. I'm Sam Thurman, host of A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com. We take a look at what happens when innocent people go to jail as a result of bad evidence, wrongful prosecution, and dishonest witnesses. We use real cases of actual Americans who've been wrongfully convicted. A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, ConservativeNationMedia.com.